Student protesters ended their three-week occupation of Taiwan's legislature on Thursday. The protest was sparked by a controversial cross-strait service trade agreement with China that opponents fear will cost jobs and invite Chinese encroachment on the island. Dozens of protesters dismantled their chairs used as barricades, took down posters, and packed up sleeping bags after seizing the chamber on March 18th. Bill Sharp, East Asian Studies professor at the Hawaii Pacific University, was asked by VOA's Victor Beatty why the trade agreement is so controversial.
It's essentially seen as an attempt at creating legislation that is going to be railroaded through what they call the Lifa Yuan, or the legislature. This bill has been going on for a while. It's been contentious all the way. The Kuomintang wanted very, very little discussion, if any, and wanted to pass the bill almost in a railroading-type fashion, completely void of all transparency. And the students took obvious umbrage at that. Their problem was that, hey, look, the unemployment rate in Taiwan by Taiwan standards is high, 4.5%. People are very nervous about that, especially university students wondering where they're going to get jobs upon graduation. Their position was that if Taiwan's market is open to these small and medium-sized enterprises from the mainland, that this is going to take more job opportunities away from them. The student movement is receiving very wide public support. But the public support comes from maybe not so much like students' interest about jobs, but popular support about concern for becoming too dependent on mainland China. And it is exactly the small and medium-sized enterprises that feel that they will be the biggest losers in this, that the mainland will be able to flood Taiwan with all kinds of resources to the detriment of Taiwan's small and medium-sized businesses.
You have a landmark economic cooperation agreement between China and Taiwan signed, agreed to in 2010. How's that doing?
It's true that at least initially Taiwan received lots of benefits from that. They certainly appreciate the economic benefits, but they're getting increasingly wary about the political ramifications. I mean, I think it's very clear to people in Taiwan, especially people that think about this kind of thing, that the mainland's long-term game is unification of Taiwan with China. And this is just one ploy in that process. And people know that. People in Taiwan are sort of taking advantage of the economic benefits, but they don't really have any interest in uniting with the mainland. These are two very different societies. And frankly, in my view, they don't go very well together.
And Taiwan expert Bruce Jacobs of Monash University in Australia was asked by Victor Beatty if the student protesters achieved their objectives during the three-week sit-in.
They achieved a lot of things. My own feeling was they presented better than either the ruling Kuomintang or the opposition Democratic Progressive Party. I thought they really presented as intelligent, cautious people who, in a sense, were looking for the best wishes for Taiwan and not for selfish interests. They were very impressive. We'll still have to see what happens down the line, but I think they did achieve what they wanted. And the Minister of Justice now has said something really stupid. I mean, the students have worked really hard to take care of the legislature, and they're cleaning it up, and, you know, they're spending a lot of money. And there's still the Minister of Justice said when they come out, these two leaders are going to have to serve sentences up to 7 or 10 years, which strikes me as that's not a way to solve the problem.
Will this service sector trade agreement pass the legislature?
I think it may pass, but in a revised form.
What kind of revisions do you anticipate?
Fields that are opened up to both sides for services are not equal. From a Taiwan perspective, some of the places in China that are open are only in Fujian province, where in Taiwan they're open for the whole place. There's other things like one of the areas which is to be opened up is the publishing industry. Now, everyone knows that publishing in China is extraordinarily controlled, and it's not controlled in Taiwan. So the situations are very, very different.
Is Mr. Ma's party, the ruling party, in electoral trouble with elections later this year and also in 2016?
Yes, it's in huge trouble, at least for the local elections. Mr. Ma himself has an approval rating of about 9%.
Has this three-week student protest strained Taiwan-China relations?
It's hard to be sure. If China's relations with Taiwan look closer, it's because China allows it. If they look more distant, it's because China is the one that's sending negative signals. Both sides of politics in Taiwan would like to have close relations with China. And as President Ma said last night, in fact, trade with China increased a great deal under the Democratic Progressive Party government of Chen Shui-bian. both sides of politics would like to have good, peaceful relations with China, but neither side of politics wants China to rule them. Taiwan is an independent country, and it doesn't need China coming and say, you belong to us.
Bruce Jacobs of Monash University, before him Bill Sharp of Hawaii Pacific University, both speaking with VOA's Victor Beatty.